me now. Come with me now.
We are live on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York, and that makes you guys our loyal listeners of the show. Board check. Almost, I don't know what I was about to say. Like I said, that makes this board check. Welcome in. Got some fun things we're going to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about some Gladiator news. We're also going to talk about the Teddy Bear Toss game, a.k.a. also the Impact Media Pay It Forward night. It was a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of you guys as well. That's part of why we like going out to these games. It's not just for the action on the ice. It's meeting all you guys off the ice. You guys are fantastic. It's always fun to chop it up with you guys and just interact. And you know, we got some other stuff planned coming up. Trust me. We're gonna get into some of that. And be... probably next week we will get into it. We are maybe something on Star Wars night, which is next Saturday, by the way. But we'll get more into that. We may even do like a Facebook Live or, I don't know, do something beforehand just to let you guys know what's going on with that. But I said, this is Board Check. Like I said, we're going to talk about some Gladiators in a minute. We're going to obviously talk about the Carolina Hurricanes. They have a game coming up in just a handful of minutes, honestly. They're in New York to take on the Rangers tonight. It's kind of an interesting point right now. The Rangers, to be supposedly rebuilding, they are doing pretty good this year. The Hurricanes started off hot, got into a little bit of a lull, and then have picked it up again, and we'll get more into that. And then we got some stuff we want to talk about NHL-wise, and we will be on our merry way. But welcome in. We were going to do this show last night, but obviously some things happened, so we decided to do it on Tuesday. And we were all set to go live a handful of minutes ago, and somehow we had a mouse loose in the studio. So in the process of trying to catch that, luckily for us, we have one of our amazing co-hosts here, Miss Sunshine. Now, before you guys read too far into that, yes, that is our mascot, otherwise known as our amazing cat here. And she was able to actually catch the mouse where we could take it outside and, you know, do the most humane thing we could. So, crisis averted there. The mouse is fine. The cat is fine. We are all fine. And we don't have extra guests in the studio, which is always a good thing. When it gets cold like this, before anybody says anything, anybody can get mice, anybody can get bugs, stuff like that. Because when it gets cold, that's what they do. They try to come in for the warm. So they somehow found a way in. I got somebody looking at that now. But either way, I used to have a pet mouse, so they don't freak me out. I want to do the most humane thing we could, so we did. And the mouse is back outside where it needs to be. And once again, crisis averted thanks to our amazing little kitty cat, Miss Sunshine, who has already been rewarded for it. Let's start off with some Carolina Hurricanes, right? To recap the last couple games they played, last four games they played, of course, they played the New York Islanders back last Tuesday, able to win that one. 4-3, where Mantalainen got his first ever goal. McKegg got his second ever goal. And Williamson, Slavin, adding the others on there as well. McElhaney with 28 saves and the win. That made the eighth straight win for Carolina. Could they make it nine? Not quite. They went against arguably the best team in the league, and I'm not sure you can really argue it right now. Tampa Bay on Thursday, they lost that one 3-1. Where Williams had the lone goal, he ended up having like five or six games in a row with a goal, which is outstanding. Peter Mrazek with 27 saves in that one. Of course, that brought up the game Friday, where they welcomed in the Buffalo Sabres for the first time this year. This was the return of one Jeff Skinner. Did a really cool montage highlight video that they showed him to welcome him, to say, hey, we didn't forget about you. It was just business. We all know that. Well, we still like Jeff Skinner, most of us at least. But the best thing we could do on his night back was, well, even though he scored a goal, was to left with a loss, which they did. 4-3, the victory for the Hurricanes, where Ferland, Williams, and Aho, who added two, with the goal scorers there. Michael Haney with 30 saves and the win. Can we start another streak? That we did. On the Sunday matinee, as we welcomed in the Nashville Predators, we were able to defeat them 6-3, where Aho, Sebastian Aho, who is turning into quite the player, ends up with a hat trick. Congratulations there. Menelainen, Walmark, and Williams with the other three. It was Military Appreciation Night. They did some just fantastic interactions. They had some stuff they put on their helmets to honor people. And just go check out the pictures online from those. It just a fantastic night. They did some just outstanding things. Anytime you can honor the military and really show your appreciation, you're definitely doing a good thing, and you get my vote of approval. But that's two in a row now. Like I said, next game will be just in a handful of minutes. If somebody scores in the next few minutes. Looks like Michael Haney is in goal, is the latest update I have from that. If they score before the show is off, I will definitely let you know. Upcoming schedule, like I said, tonight at 7 versus in New York versus the Rangers. On Friday, they welcome in the Ottawa Senators at 7:30 puck drop there. And on Sunday, they will be in Edmonton, which is in Alberta, Canada, obviously. For those who don't know, that's in Alberta, Canada. That is a 9:30 puck drop on Sunday because there are a couple hours difference. It happens. If you haven't had a chance to listen to this week's Canecast, definitely do that. Mike Maniscalco, TV's Mike Maniscalco, and the Web's Michael Smith do a fantastic job each and every week talking about the latest from the Hurricanes. And they chop it up and have some fun. They had, gosh, I forgot the, they had, one of the new guys on the show. I totally just blanked on who it was. But, yeah, you definitely want to check it out because they like I said, they had one of the new guys. And it was a good interview. Let's see if we can find that real quick. Greg McKegg is going to be on there. That's who it is. Greg McKegg was on. I just couldn't think of his name. He's so new that I just couldn't think of his name. But it was a great show. Hopefully after you listen to this one, you go download that one. If you're not already subscribed to both of us, if you are, thank you. If not, it's okay. There's still many daylight hours to do that. Last thing I did want to say, congratulations to John Forslund, who has been named the NSMA, to which I remember, the NSMA Sports Media Award winner for North Carolina Sportscaster of the Year. So congratulations, John. You know, he's been on this show before. He does a fantastic job. Just makes every Canes broadcast, in case you're watching those now, makes it just spectacular and special. And, you know, congrats. Congratulations to you, John. Now, let's move to some Gladiator news. Of course, the last few games they had were in South Carolina on Friday night, where that was the overtime thriller. They won that one 3-2. Derek Nesbitt, Mr. McDonald, and Bly with the game winner. Bonner had 27 saves. And not to be outdone, at the Teddy Bear Toss game on Saturday, let's put it this way, the Gladiators scored 5 goals in the first period. So if you didn't know the score, what do you think happened? It was 5-1 after one. It ends up being 6-3 over Orlando, where Bly had 4, because that guy just is unstoppable right now. Nesbitt had 2. He almost had the hat trick as well. And Bonner had 38 saves. Upcoming schedule. This Friday, it will be in Greenville. 7 o'clock. Puck drop over there in Greenville. Same thing for Saturday. Same time as well. And on Monday, they will welcome in the Jacksonville Iceman again. 12:35, slightly after noon drop, as that is the Martin Luther King kind of game day special. I think they're going to have a lot of kids and stuff involved as well. That should be a lot of fun. Not sure if we're going to be at that one yet, but either way, seems like a fun time. And then, like I said, next Saturday would be their follow-up game, which we'll talk about next week, but that will be the Star Wars game versus Orlando, 7:35 puck drop there, to which we will, we got a couple ideas on what kind of Impact Media theme night that may be. So we'll go from there. But I want to talk about the Teddy Bear Toss game a little bit and our Pay It Forward night. We were able to, I think we reached our goal. We were with the Pay It Forward night. We were just trying to encourage people to do nice. I call it being a good human, but just do nice things for other people without expecting something in return. And this is, it's kind of a stretch when somebody's like, oh, well, I'll hold the door for you if you hold it for me. It's like, you're still kind of expecting something back, but at least you're holding the door for somebody, so can't complain there. You know, but it was just simple things. It didn't have to be anything real special, real big. If you're not sure what food or drink you may be getting in line, maybe let the people in behind you go ahead. And certain things like that, and just make it super special. Like I said, we were able to do some things. We had some unusual suspects, so to say, as my brother and his girlfriend were able to join a longtime friend of mine and somebody who's been contributing here lately to some of our stuff here at Impact Media. That was Adam Clayton. It was good to have him back going to events with us and such. And I know you guys enjoyed talking to him as well. Like I said, I think we did some really good things and really kept the positive vibe going. But not to be outdone, the Teddy Bear Toss game. Now, I've seen clips of these on the internet, but this was the first one I had ever attended. And I was blown away. Not only did we beat last year's record of 5,500 something, we ended up over 6,000 stuffed animals and teddy bears were thrown onto the ice. Thanks to all the people down next to the glass, because from where we were, we couldn't quite hit the glass, or couldn't quite clear the glass. So we threw them down to them, who threw them over, and a lot of people helped out that way. All the team, the Glads girls, the ticket executives. You know, Brian was there. Obviously, Caroline, that we talk about a lot. because this was actually her theme night. They all take over a night to really help push things. She really did some incredible things, so shout out to her. And obviously, Matt Fuller, that was on last week's show. All those guys and all the rest of the ticket executive and front office people were out there picking up all the bears and everything. Just a fantastic overall night. And I know all those children and other charities and such that'll be receiving those. It's just fantastic, you know? It's just fantastic. Let's see. All right, I do want to talk a little bit about the NHL All-Star Game. Of course, that is coming up to us on the 26th, the same night as Star Wars Night. That's why they make DVRs. That's why they make streaming devices. You know, such. Let's see if we can pull up those rosters real quick. There we go. Let's see if we can pull up an actual roster. Here we go. In the Atlantic Division, you got Jack Eichel from Buffalo, Nikita Kucherov from Tampa Bay, Toronto's Austin Matthews, Buffalo's Jeff Skinner, who made it in on the vote, I believe. And actually, the captain of the Atlantic team is Austin Matthews. David Pastrnak from Boston. Tampa Bay's Steven Stamkos. Toronto's John Tavares. Ottawa's Thomas Cabot. Keith Yandle from Florida. Jimmy Howard is one of your goaltenders from Detroit. And Andre Vasilevsky from Tampa Bay there. Your Metropolitan Division. How about Sebastian Aho from our Hurricanes? You got the Blue Jackets' Cam Atkinson. The Islanders' Matthew Barzal, Sidney Crosby from Pittsburgh, Philadelphia's Claude Giroux, Taylor Hall from the Devils, John Carlson from the Capitals, Seth Jones from the Blue Jackets, Chris Letang is the last man in there in Pittsburgh, Braden Holtby from the Capitals, and Henry Lundqvist, King Henry from the Rangers. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And you guys are going to probably say, well, Sid, the kid's in. How come Ovechkin's not? He chose, even though he was voted in, he chose to not participate this year and just enjoy the break. It's his prerogative. I have no problem with that whatsoever. So that's where Ovechkin will be. Central Division. Patrick Kane from Chicago. Colorado's Nate MacKinnon. Slowly becoming one of my favorites. Ryan O'Reilly from the Blues, Colorado's Mikko Rantanen. Mark Scheifele from Winnipeg. Winnipeg also had Blake Wheeler. Colorado's Gabriel Landeskog, who was the last man in on that vote. Miro Heiskanen from Dallas. Roman Josi from Nashville. Picarine from Nashville. And Devin Dubnyk from Minnesota. These are, not just because they're all-star. These are some outstanding teams. And finally, the Pacific Division, you got Johnny Gaudreau from Calgary. You've got Clayton Keller from Arizona. The Edmonton Oilers are sending Connor McDavid, who is your captain. Joe Pavelski from San Jose. Also, Brent Burns and Eric Carlson from San Jose as well. Elias Pettersson from Vancouver. Leon Draisaitl from Edmonton. This is not only his first elected in, but he is the last man voted in. Drew Doughty from the Kings, also Snoop Dogg's favorite player, apparently. That's his dog. If you haven't heard Snoop Dogg do some play-by-play in color at the Kings game, you have got to look that up, because he's actually pretty good. And finally, Marc-Andre Fleury from the Vegas Golden Knights. Those are some outstanding teams there. And, of course, that's on the 26th, which means, I believe, on the 25th, that Friday night, they will be doing all of the skills competitions and such. So that should be a lot of fun. And finally, you guys probably thought I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am. Rick Nash is retiring. The six-time All-Star had 437 goals in 11 seasons. Started with, obviously, Columbus Blue Jackets, where he was drafted. I think he was top four. I can't remember exactly where he was drafted. But he was drafted in the first round. Might have been first overall. I don't know. Then he went to the Rangers. Finished up with Boston. I want to throw this out here, too. He is retiring mostly because of some concussion-related symptoms and issues that he's had here recently. And he just feels that it's better just to step away and try to heal up and keep the health that he has. But, you know, Rick Nash, hell of a player. He did some fantastic stuff everywhere he went. And we wish him the best in all his future endeavors. He has an open invitation to always to be on this show whenever he'd like. Rick, just hit us up. And also, I just want to bring this up because the thought did occur to me. When you have, I mean, he did play 11 seasons, which is still quite a bit. You obviously wonder, how many more would he have had left? Maybe a handful more. But is he kind of this generation's Eric Lindros? Lindros was good. He could have been spectacular. But the concussions, and we knew less about him then, the concussions really got him pretty well to where he couldn't continue to play on the level that he was playing on. I think Rick is in a little better shape than Eric was, but at the same time, you know, once again, overall, just appreciation for everything Rick Nash did. Like I said, fantastic guy, fantastic player, and he will definitely be missed on the ice. I feel like he'll take a front office job or a potential, I don't know, he could be a coach, maybe? He could do some commentary work, maybe. Who knows? But that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for tuning in to Board Check. I am Jeremy, the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes. Go Glads. Go watch hockey.